Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you were kind of waiting for the spring of 2021 to get rid of the mask. Instead of getting rid of the mask, being told to wear two. And some of you are not happy. I know you're not happy. Look, don't kill the messenger. All right? I've been saying all along that one mask doesn't work. Okay? Many of you have. And then I was accused of being anti-mask. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're anti-mask. I'm not anti-mask. All right, I've worn this barrier for years, way before COVID. I do believe it provides some sort of a barrier, but I don't think this, that's, you know, almost see-through, where you could see the light, and is thinner than a panty liner. I don't really see it stop a virus that spreads pretty darn easily, and we've been masking for so long, and we still see high cases and rises and hospitalizations. And then when people start accusing somebody in the hospital having COVID, well, you should have worn your mask. And the patient's like, I did wear my mask, okay? I social distanced and wore my mask. Why am I here? Well, it's because these masks don't work. They are not, you know, as effective as were originally touted. Actually, they were originally, CDC originally said, you know, let's save these for the healthcare workers. They really aren't going to fight the virus. They were actually right then, but then there was all this back and forth like, all right, now everybody wear a mask. So we see everybody wear a mask. Everybody's all happy that, you know, they're all in masks. I see a false sense of security. You know, I saw some friends the other day, and I was wearing my mask, so I went up and kissed them through the mask, right? And wearing a mask. Kissies, right? And because it's a mask, I'm not cheating on my husband, right? Because I'm like, you know what, we're doing mask kisses. So everybody's like, hey, kissy here, kissy there. No, all right, you know, the mask is supposed to remind you, right, that government's in control. The mask is supposed to remind you that we have a pandemic. The purpose of the mask is to stop some of the spray, which I think is protective. Right. The purpose of the mask, though, however, is not to be the one barrier and the single end-all of a virus that is, what, 20 nanomicrons? I don't know the size. I'm sorry. I have to double-check what it is. You know, from getting up into your respiratory system. And didn't they do a study back in the summer saying that the virus is already outsmarting the mask? So the CDC has been looking at what happens if we double up on the mask. Or if when you're wearing that gaiter or that scarf or that handkerchief or that underwear, or I'm not sure what happened during the Super Bowl. I think the weekend did a good job, but it looked like everybody had jock straps, and I didn't want to say anything because I knew somebody would get mad, but they really kind of look like jock straps. You know, what they're saying is maybe if you are going to have cloth, put one of these under it as well. Or they actually describe something, which is really interesting. Okay, hold on a second. This was a study. By the way, this is a study coming from the CDC. It's called Maximizing Fit for Cloth and Medical Procedure Masks to Improve Performance and Reduce SARS-CoV-2 Transmission and Exposure 2021. You see, this, you say, why do doctors make the big bucks? First, we don't make the big bucks. But we got to read this kind of stuff. And it's not very fun. Our lives, it's not really a fun job. But they summarize it, and thank God they use regular terms. And they say, fit a cloth mask over a medical procedure mask, and then knot the ear loops of the medical procedure mask, and then tuck it in, flattening the extra material close to the face. Each modification substantially improves source control and reduced wearer exposure. So basically they're saying that when they use dummies, they didn't use politicians, in lab tests with dummies, exposure to potential infectious aerosols decreased by 95% when they wore tightly fitted masks, which means you want to knot the ear loops and make it like super. See, you don't want to have it loose because it doesn't look really tight. And then you can use a mask fitter. You could use nylon covering a mask. So we are now moving not away from single masks, but we're doubling up. Okay, has any of you ever worn two condoms, doubled the condom? I've never experienced that, but I heard it's not very fun. I heard it's very restrictive. Okay, I've double gloved in a surgery setting. I didn't like double gloving. I found that I thought I would be more accident prone because just my hands were just suffocating. You know, so I noticed, I think I only double gloved once during surgery, and then I said to heck with that, I'm just going to regular glove. So with me and masks, I've been saying this since day one. If the N95 respirator without a valve is what we use in hospital settings, then give the public access to those. All this time, in over a year, we could have upped our production. If we're able to make hundreds of millions of vaccines, we sure the heck can make hundreds of millions of masks. Because when you take a look at the COVID illness and the COVID deaths, we've lost healthcare workers. But the percentage is, thank God, a lot lower than we would have expected. Why? Because they're not, you know, wearing these things all the time. Many of them are wearing the N95 respirators. And study that. Those who wore N95 respirators, did they get, you know, the virus when they worked in the healthcare system versus those who had to wear one of these or two of these? Now, I understand we are still in short supply of the N95 masks. We have the KN95 from China. But, you know, if now we're trying to double up and we're trying to tuck and we're trying to paste, for the love of the Lord, don't use Gorilla Glue. You know, we're trying to have a tight seal over our mouth and nose to not get this virus. You know, just make the N95 masks more accessible. Teach people how to clean them. I just think we're overdue. And seeing people double mask, and I do see people double mask, that's fine. I think it will provide more protection. The CDC isn't lying. Dr. Fauci's not lying. The more masks, the more of a filter. But at some point, we need to breathe. And if for those of us that are having trouble breathing with one, I just don't see us breathing that well with two. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Let's hear from you. 1-877-362-3254. Don't go away.
I want a new drug. One that won't make me sick. One that won't make me crash my car and make me kill.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 4 8542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm at Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you have asked where the flu's at, where's the croup. Remember there was that polio-like illness where kids were becoming paralyzed. That scared me because it wasn't technically polio, but we believed it was an enterovirus. Remember a few years back, there were kids just getting a cold and all of a sudden they couldn't walk. I was taking care of a patient on telemedicine where mom was saying, you know, she just wants to sit on the couch. And then when she does get up, she falls. And it had been going on for a couple of days. I'm like, get her in to the hospital immediately. I mean, it could have also been Guillain-Barré. But, you know, me being licensed in multiple states, I get to see multiple parts of the country, almost all the parts, and I you know, get to take the temperature of what's going on medically. And because I also take care of kids, I could see what's going on with colds and croup and RSV and rotavirus. And I got to tell you, across the board, across all the states I'm licensed in, numbers are down. Numbers are severely down. Now, why are numbers down? Well, all right. Well, if, you know, people are wearing masks, if they're not in school, if they're social distancing, they're not away from the bug. If parents aren't taking their kids into the pediatrician, you know, and they're like, I'll just deal with the diarrhea, I'll just deal with the cold, I'll just deal with the virus, then they're not getting diagnosed. I'm seeing a lot, we discussed this, how I'm seeing a lot of families where the adults are calling in. You know, they want an antibiotic, and they say, yeah, we've had this cold. It went through the whole family. You know, everybody had sneezing and coughing. And so I said, you know, did the family get tested for COVID? Oh, no, no. So a lot of people are just kind of self-treating whatever virus or cold, and it could be COVID, which is why the COVID case numbers, I don't think, are very accurate, because many people are saying, you're not going to stick that in my nose, or no, you're not going to put me on a list. So a lot of people aren't really enthusiastic about getting the test, especially bringing their kids. I don't, you know, how many of you have ever tried to, you know, just clean your kids' boogers? They're like, no, no, no. You know, they're like, you think you're going to be able to get a swab up in there? So I think we have a lot of underdiagnosis, and we have had a much different approach to infectious disease where parents are like, I'm going to try to just treat it myself, or maybe I'll use telemedicine. And telemedicine has just skyrocketed and just blown up over the last few years. So there's been a lot of woo-hoo, yay, we don't have flu season. You see how the masks work. And we aren't having, you know, these kids come down with polio-like illness, which I'm very ecstatic about because that scared me. I mean, if you were ever going to get me to admit a lockdown of a school was appropriate, wasn't going to be for COVID. It was going to be for this polio-like illness. That really scared the heck out of me. Because we haven't seen polio in years because of the vaccine, and all of a sudden there's a new virus that is causing paralysis in our kids, possibly for life. And we don't really know how many cases currently. You know, it hasn't really been discussed, and so I don't know if the media is covering it, but that scared me. That's when I'm like, okay, you just shut the schools down. But for COVID, no. Let the kids learn. You got to protect the teachers. I get that. But so, while everybody's celebrating, doing the dance, going, yeah, look at that, no flu, no croup, you know, we've cut back on, you know, maybe even STDs because people aren't dating. Okay, maybe short term, we might have made some huge gains in the infectious disease department. But what happens long term? Are we screwed? So I've been asked, when the masks come off, now, I know we're double masking now. Now we're starting to move into the double masking. But when the masks come off, what happens? Well, one, it all depends on which virus is out there circulating. Now, some people say, but look, if we keep the masks, if we keep social distancing, there's not going to be a chance for that virus to escalate and brew. That is what we are hoping with herd immunity with coronavirus. But the one thing I could tell you, and I'm not a fortune teller, is there is always going to be viruses out there. There is always going to be bacteria. There's always going to be fungi. And sometimes you need the bad guy pathogens to keep some of these others in check. Now, mind you, I don't want people getting the flu and dying. I don't want people getting coronavirus and dying. But I am a little nervous about what we're doing with our immune systems. And we've been discussing this for months, but now it's starting to come to a head where we were expecting to kind of take off the masks and let our immune system hopefully start to kind of see the world again, you know, deal with some infections and try to battle them off. And we needed to prime our immune system. And we're now going the opposite way with possibly double masking. And so then what happens with the next flu season? Now, some people argue we just keep everybody in masks. Keep everybody in coronavirus safety measures till 2022. Who's up for that? I heard no yeses. Yeah, I could hear everybody. I didn't hear one person go, yeah, let's mask till 2022. I didn't hear one yes. which makes me think nobody's excited about keeping the masks going on. And remember I said that how COVID was found in one study to outsmart the mask? You will not be able to beat nature. So if we think we could just bunker down, cover our faces, avoid others, and never get a flu pandemic or a COVID pandemic again, we are probably putting ourselves at greater risk for another type of pandemic. Now, the World Health Organization has said we are going to have Disease X come hit us soon. I don't know what Disease X is. I don't think they know. We thought this might have been the COVID pandemic, but they said, no, that's not what we were talking about. It's going to be something else. So those of us going, phew, we're done. No, we're not. There's going to be another plague. There's going to be another bad flu season. There's going to be another COVID flu season. But have we been making ourselves more vulnerable? And then what do we do? Should we start taking off the masks? Well, now, no, because we're in the middle of a pandemic. And, you know, I don't foresee us needing to be as scared of COVID the more we vaccinate and the more we kind of curb the hospitalization rate. But I think we really need to get our immune systems a little bit more primed to some of the other things that are coming. Now, do you guys remember with the swine flu back in 2009? Remember we didn't see that many older individuals or seniors get hit with the swine flu as we did younger people. And people didn't understand that. They were like, well, you know, maybe older people aren't playing bingo these days or whatever. No, it had nothing to do with bingo. Trust me. I live in Vegas. Older people party. I mean, they are kissing each other and grabbing each other's butt. See, older people get away with that whole political incorrectness. Right? You know, so all the stuff that we can't do, older people are like, fine, sue me. Yeah, yeah. What are you going to sue me for? My Social Security? And then they make a joke about that, and that obviously doesn't go too far. So with young people, with the older people, all laugh. So, you know, older people, they're partying it up, and they're, you know, I mean, yeah, maybe now they're worried about COVID. But, you know, what happened during swine flu is we believe that when older individuals had that horrible flu, I think it was 59 and then 1967, but I believe it, they traced it to those who got hit really bad with that flu. I think it was called the Spanish flu also in the 1950s. Those who survived that seem to have some immunity to H1N1. Now, again, I don't know how many people died, right, during the flu pandemic in the 1950s, but those that survived it were able to, when they were in their most vulnerable years, not succumb to swine flu. So the one thing that we can count on and predict is there's always going to be another virus. There's always going to be another pandemic. And so does getting sick and recovering put you in a better position from when you're later going to be vulnerable? You know, man dinks, God links, right? Man works, God laughs. Or nature laughs, however you want to look at it. Okay? I mean, you know, the body was designed very brilliantly where if you get exposed to something, you will have an immunity. Now, sometimes you won't. Sometimes you'll die from it. But if you do build an immunity to something, it's going to help fight off disease. Now, people try to use that premise to say, okay, well, then don't get a vaccine. I can't be on the same side of that yet because, you know, I don't want to see polio again. I had a family member die of tetanus. Now, I'm a believer when it comes to the vaccines because some of us of our immune systems can't do what they need to do. But I am a little nervous that what we're building up and what we're preparing for is just mask, 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 and then when something really bad happens, the mask doesn't work. So, you know, we need to figure out how to strengthen our immunity, and sometimes it's not just about the vitamin C and zinc. 1-877-DR-1000.
A Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Day two of the impeachment trial of former President Trump is underway.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. All persons are commanded to keep silence on pain of imprisonment while the Senate of the United States is sitting for the trial of the article of impeachment against Donald John Trump.
The CDC director is continuing to urge folks to wear masks despite dropping COVID-19 numbers.
Masks offer two kinds of protection. When I wear a mask, it protects you and it protects me. But to get the most protection possible, we all have to wear them.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky also says there's now clear information that shows coronavirus case spread dropped after mask mandates were instituted by states across the country. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. Residents in South Florida thought they saw a UFO, but that strange light with a tail like a comet turned out to be a test by the Navy from a submarine.
It was only a test of a Trident ballistic missile that got all those people stirred up on Tuesday. But over the next several months, we're going to be hearing a lot about anomalous aerial vehicles. Ariana Pollack of Military.com explains Congress wants an accounting by U.S. intelligence agencies.
They want to know if Russia or China are in possession of some sort of technology that, you know, the United States might not even know about yet. So if those things are lingering by U.S. bases or, you know, even on the coasts of the United States, lawmakers want to know about it, and they want to see, you know, what the military is going to do to try to counteract or deter it.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The U.S. territory of Guam is facing a tsunami threat after a 7.9 earthquake struck in the Pacific Ocean east of Australia. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some good news. Daily coffee may help lower heart failure risk. Remember, this is National Heart Month. So in addition to talking about love, we talk about the heart. And so time and time again, we hear that coffee may be good for you. We also sometimes hear it could be bad for you, especially if it's high in caffeine and you have heart disease and high blood pressure. But this is probably maybe the third or fourth time I heard that it could help reduce heart failure. So, in an analysis of data, from three large studies on the topic, researchers found that overall, those who reported drinking one or more cups of caffeinated coffee a day had an associated decreased long-term heart failure risk. For the report, published in Circulation Heart Failure and American Heart Association, they looked at data from the Framingham Heart Study, and they referenced this data against two other studies, the Arteriosclerosis Risk and Community Study and the Cardiovascular Health Study. And each study had at least 10 years of follow-up. So basically, it gave them information on 21,000 participants. And when they found that those who drank coffee compared to non-coffee drinkers, heart failure dropped the risk of it from 5 to 12% for each cup they drank each day. As for the Arteriosclerosis Risk and Community Study, researchers noted that those who drank at least two cups of coffee per day had a 30% lower risk of heart failure. The risk of heart failure remained the same for those who drank only one cup or drank no cups of coffee per day. Decaf? What about decaf? Well, researchers know that this beverage did not have the same benefits as caffeinated coffee. One study suggested that decaf actually had the opposite effect, possibly increasing the risk of heart failure. Now, Dr. David Cao, senior study author and assistant professor of cardiology and medical director at the Colorado Center for Personalized Medicine at the University of Colorado School of Medicine, said that the results were surprising. He said the association between caffeine and heart failure risk reduction was surprising. Coffee and caffeine are considered by the general population to be bad for the heart because of palpitations, increased heart rate, high blood pressure. They said the consistent relationship between increasing caffeine consumption and decreasing heart failure risk turns that assumption on its head. But they said there's not enough clear evidence to recommend upping your coffee consumption. Still, we recommend stop smoking, lose weight, and exercise. Now, what type of coffee was this? Was this a double latte with a lime and twist? No, it was just black coffee. Straight up coffee. So, Dr. Penny Chris Etherton said, while unable to prove causality, it is intriguing that these three studies suggest drinking coffee is associated with a decreased risk of heart failure. They say, the bottom line is enjoy coffee in moderation as part of an overall heart-healthy dietary pattern that meets recommendations for fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat, non-fat dairy products, also food low in sodium, fat, added sugars. Okay, so what is heart failure? So heart failure, remember, your heart is a pump. So for any of you who are really good at plumbing and, you know, carpentry, right, it's as simple as that. Your heart is a pump. And the heart's job is to pump blood throughout the body. If the pump doesn't work very well, then you're not getting blood to all the body parts. When blood doesn't get to all the body parts, they don't function very well. Sometimes you get back pressure, backflow. That back pressure causes increased fluid in the lungs, increased fluid in the legs, which is why somebody with heart failure will have swollen legs. Or they'll start getting shortness of breath and have what we call wet lungs. And then they feel tired, they feel winded, and when a heart doesn't pump well, unfortunately, that can lead to heart failure and then, unfortunately, death. Now, sometimes heart failure could be caused by a heart attack. If you had lack of blood flow to a piece of the muscle of the heart, then that piece of muscle, if it didn't get the blood flow back in all its function, doesn't work that well. So if pieces of the muscle of the heart have been consistently obstructed, you know, or not getting enough flow, they're not going to work very well, and then the pump's not going to work very well. So when I hear this about the coffee, is it because people who drink coffee are less likely to have heart attacks? I don't know if we've really seen studies saying that. But I'm wondering, if people who drink coffee, they take their time. So as opposed to grabbing an egg sandwich and a soda and shoving it down your throat in the car, maybe it's because those who drink coffee take their time. Maybe they have a much less stressful morning. Now, there's a lot of us that don't like coffee. So where do we go for our caffeine? We go to the energy drinks. Energy drinks have been linked to abnormal heart rates, which have been linked to heart failure. So it might not so much be that a caffeinated coffee bean is the cure to heart disease or heart failure. It may just be those on the run, those that don't have time for hot coffee, those that need to jump out of bed, race to where they need to. Maybe it means that those people need to change their lifestyle. You know, I tell my kids, I go, you know, being ripped up out of your sleep, which, by the way, I don't think that's good for the heart, where you're in a dead sleep and then all of a sudden the alarm just wakes you up. I would almost rather we just naturally wake up. Do you ever notice how you feel better on the days where you just naturally woke up on your own? It's a big difference. But maybe those of us need to start waking up a little earlier. This way we don't have to rush. We could eat our oatmeal or whatever, have a cup of coffee, go potty. Some people have already figured that out. They need to potty in the morning with coffee. See, for me, I'm not a coffee drinker, you know, but I'll eat like a little granola or a little bit of cereal so I could do my business and then I could go to work. But I can't rush it in the mornings. If I rush it in the mornings, it just doesn't work for me. That day doesn't work as well. And so, you know, coffee, I think that's not really the point with all this. You just always hear, well, you know, coffee, those who drink coffee are healthier. I don't know. It's just, you know, take a look at your fellow coffee drinkers. Now, my father was a coffee drinker, and he still dropped dead of a heart attack. We believe he had a widowmaker, his left anterior descending. They didn't do an autopsy. It just, he just looked like it was, you know, a massive heart attack, and he dies. And, you know, he was a coffee drinker, but he always had cream and sugar in his coffee. So that's the other thing. Like I said, if you guys are adding every sort of sweetener and vanilla flavoring, because that's what I was doing. I tried to force myself to be a coffee drinker, and what happened is I bought those flavored creamers. Well, no, I was working at a place that had flavored creamers, so I would get my coffee, but then I would probably have, like, a little bit of coffee, but then the rest of the cup had all the creamer and sugar. No, 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 that just doesn't work. So those who can tolerate black coffee, drink it slow, have a decent breakfast in the morning where they relax, eat slow, eat healthy, take their time. My guess is that's what's cardioprotective. Now, people have asked about coffee and cancer. That kind of came up when California had Proposition 65 back in the 80s, the Safe Drinking Water and Toxic Enforcement Act, and acrylamide came up because acrylamide is a chemical used in many products like plastics, adhesives, food packaging. But when some foods are heated, baked, fried, roasted, above 120 degrees Celsius or 250 degrees Fahrenheit, acrylamide could be formed. And so remember we were talking about French fries, you know, how back in 2002 people said French fries could cause cancer? It was because of the acrylamide. So roasting coffee requires the beans to be heated to close to 450 degrees Fahrenheit. That heat produces a chemical reaction between the amino acid aspartame and the sugars, and it makes acrylamide. We think, though, the amount is so low that you're not getting cancer from coffee. In fact, they've even thought that coffee could protect you against cancer. Again, my guess is because you're slowing it down, maybe you're eating a better breakfast. 1-877-DUCK-DELLY. Don't go away.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss.
Plus Answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So how many of you remember the first time not you were in love, And I've been in love with, you know who I had a crush on? Remember Mary Tyler Moore, the guy that played Murray, that later was Captain Steubing? When he was young in the 70s, I just thought he was so hot. So that was probably my first love. I had a big crush on him. I also had a crush on Ricardo Montalban, because I just love the accent. But anyway, so I'm not talking about when the first time you were in love. When was the first time you realized that somebody loved you, and it was somebody you wanted to love you? It's an amazing feeling. Some of us might never feel that way. You know, I'm like, oh, yeah, he likes me. He's into me. But no, when somebody finally loves you and you really pick up on that, it's the most amazing feeling. And it doesn't have to be a lover. It doesn't have to be somebody you're married to or a relationship. It could be a friend. You know, friends can love each other. Friends can, and it doesn't have to be sexual. It doesn't have to be sinful. But love could be about that person thinks you're the bomb. That person wants to be there to help you. Now, sometimes things get confusing and people get attracted to each other, but, you know, a lot of us have people in our lives that we love but have no intention of being with, but we want to be there. My husband has a friend. I've known him for years. I went to school with him. Just really good guy. Never want to marry him, never want to be with him. But every time I hear his name or every time I see him, just saw him the other day, I was like, oh my gosh, how are you? You know, it just, I get a good feeling being around that person. You can care about friends. It's totally fine. And when you have people in your life who are single and hurting this Valentine's week, and trust me, there's a lot of people depressed out there that it's Valentine's week, there's ways you can make them feel special. Now, before we go into that, let's kind of get the, we have a lot of anxiety with married couples right now, and people have boyfriends and girlfriends. There's some people that have been dating, and they're about to share the L word, and they don't know how to share the L word. And sharing the L word is kind of hard. And so the one thing, I've written a little piece on this. I wrote it, I think, a year or two ago on how to express love without it being awkward. And, you know, telling somebody, I love you, it's hard to say. It just doesn't flow. So one thing you can do is you could say, I'm in love with you. Or I'm falling in love with you. Okay? Yeah, it might not be the same. And you might have somebody go, well, that's not the same. You're just in love with me. It's because of the boobies. No, you know, so. But if you haven't used the L word and you think you're there and you need to introduce it, but you can't say I love you, it doesn't come out, you could say, I think I'm falling in love with you. Or I think I'm in love. It just softens it a little bit, makes it easier. Now, for some people, they're like, I don't want to use the L word. I am not ready to use L word. I don't want to use the L word. Well, you don't have to. There's other words you could use. You could use enchanted. You could use, let me see what else. I'm devoted to you. I'm infatuated. I cherish you. I worship you. I mean, if you have a lady in your life and you make her feel like a goddess, right? And you say you worship her. I mean, mind you, don't get in trouble with God, right? We don't worship anybody but the Lord. But still, in that sense, sometimes those words will do the trick. Now, the big problem we have is everybody waits for that person to say, I love you first. I did. With my husband, I wait. I'm like, I'm not going to drop it first. He's the dude. I'm the girl. You see? You know, we women, we want to be equal pay and all that. But when it comes to relationship stuff, we're like, nah. He's got to do it first. He's got to do it first. Even though I think I asked him out first. I don't remember that. There was a chance that I might have jumped the gun on that. And you know what? Who cares? It never mattered. But I waited, and he did a weenie way about it. He goes like, you know, I think I'm falling in love. And then I'm like, I love you too. All right, let's just move on. Let's get the L word out of it. It was awkward. Get the L word out. And then we were good. And then it's like, oh, I love you, love you, love you, whatever. But that's the other problem. A lot of us who have been together for a long time, trying to say I love you is, it starts to be, yeah. So I think there's other ways to show love. So one thing is, you know, a picture is worth 1,000 words. If you aren't very good being expressive or you don't think it'll work, send a picture. It's free. There's all these images online. I mean, if you're worried about copyright, credit. Okay, it's a Getty image. But there's, you know, I have a picture on my little thing. It's a guy with a rose in his hand. You know, I mean, you could send something like that to somebody. And you could put, you know, I don't know, you know, hi boo, or me and you, or you're my boo, or you're my is, or you're my, I say that a lot too. I use the word boo a lot, but I also go, you're my is. like, you know, like kind of, it kind of came from You Complete Me But You're My Is. I don't understand why I came up with that, but I did. But like something like that could convey, you know, because you're using a picture. Now, for me, poetry. Poetry, I don't really write poems that much anymore, but there's a lot of poems, and I gave you guys one you could use. Okay, so if you need to borrow it, go ahead. Okay, so here's a pretty poem. It's kind of sappy, but if you need to express love to somebody, all right, here we go. My road was lonely, cold, and dark until you brought it light. I love you more than words can say. You make my heart beam bright. Now, I would not want to receive a poem like that, but you know what it'll do? It'll do the trick. Now, this is the type of poem I would probably give. Roses are red, violets are blue. I can't write poetry, but I do love you. Not very romantic, but you got the love in there. So you were able to, you see, all right? It was pretty simple, okay? And it was a poem. So technically, if somebody's like, you never write any poetry, you got a poem. So that should work. Okay, so now, what about friends? You know, how do you express love to a friend without them going, great, let's sleep with each other? See, that was my problem. I have friends in my life. I've always had friends in my life. They're great guys. They're awesome. I would do anything for them. And when I try to, like, go, you know, try to make them feel better, go, look, I appreciate you. You know, I think you're awesome. You know, look, you're good looking. You're smart. You're this. You'd be a catch for anybody. All of a sudden, they get the, you get that look like, oh, and I, no, come on. Why can't I just give you compliments? So, you know, first of all, if you are in the friend zone and you are a recipient of somebody trying to express that they care about you, be smart and go with it and don't try to jump it to that next level, okay? Okay, because, you know, there are a lot of people out there that do fall in love with their friends eventually, but you got to play it smart. If you brush the sex too soon, it messes it up. But my suggestion to you all is if there are people in your life that are single this Valentine's Day, don't be doing the, gosh, the pity, you know, oh, you're loved or you could be my Valentine. You know, tell them why they're special to you. Tell them why they're your friend. Right? Express that because people want to know that they're cared about. You know, one thing that really stinks with this pandemic is, you know, God, when somebody dies, there's no big funeral. Yeah, I mean, everybody always worries, oh my gosh, will anybody attend my funeral? I don't know why that's a worry. I mean, you're dead, it doesn't matter. But people are like, oh my gosh, you know, what's going to happen if I die? You know, God forbid, you know, is anybody going to be there? And with the pandemic, nobody's really there a lot of times with the, you know, so people kind of worry about that. And the reason why I have a problem with that whole concept is because why aren't you expressing how you feel about people when they're alive? All right? It makes no sense to go to a family member's funeral that you hadn't talked to in 40 years. To go, you see, I was there and show my respects. Yeah, I do believe that we do up in heaven watch and look at our funerals, so maybe that helps. But, I mean, why not express how you care about somebody while they're alive? So if you have a friend or you have a coworker and you love them being that coworker because that coworker is getting you through a toxic environment, let's say, let them know that. I mean, you don't have to bring up the toxicity part, but you could say, look, you know, I really look forward to going to work because I know I get to talk to you. So, you know, try not to call out or warn me because I notice the days are better when you're here. That's nothing sexual. Now, I mean, if somebody takes it as, oh my gosh, it's sexual harassment, I don't know what to do. But, you know, if there are people you like to work with, express that to them. Say, you know what, this is a good crew. You make it fun. You make work tolerable. You know, I just want to let you know that. And, you know, that's as mushy as I get. So, try to express yourself if you can. If you need ideas, I wrote a little piece. It's on my Facebook and Twitter and website. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.